Morning, everybody. Josh here, SG Daily, number 32. The dishwasher is going. Hope you can't hear it in the background. If you're watching on YouTube, I hope that you can hear me quite well because I've actually got a new microphone. If you don't follow me on Instagram, at Solopreneur Grind, I've been showing off the brand new microphone. I probably should have tested it with YouTube, so I've done a few podcast recordings with it now, and I love the sound quality improvement. I have not tested it on YouTube, so I can see the little volume thing moving, so I think it's working fine, but I will find out once this video is over. If you're listening on the podcast, same headset, so you're all good. But I was talking to a good friend of mine, Sergey, actually, podcast guest. We were talking about hardware, and then I had initially bought a relatively cheap microphone to do the podcast on. It was about $55. I think it's the blue... is it Snowball? I don't remember. It's like a little like white and blue like round ball. It was $55, and I actually thought it was pretty good for the considering the cost. Like $55 is not a huge sum of money to upgrade, you know, from like a headset or whatever. And I thought it was pretty good. And then I broke the stand, and then randomly it stopped. It started cutting out if I would move it. So I had to lay it down. I think I posted about this on Instagram a week or two ago. I had to make like a ghetto stand for it so it wouldn't move. And I was getting frustrated. I was talking to Sergey, who does his own podcasting. And he's like, man, you're over 25 episodes. You're doing your SG Daily every day. You should invest in a good mic. And he's a hardware guy, and I'm not a hardware guy. I'm more of the type, and I don't, maybe some of you will relate. I'm definitely more of a saver, and my opinion, my outlook typically on spending money is if I don't need it, then I'm not going to buy it. So I didn't need a new mic. I semi-wanted a new mic. But when we go back and review, and I will relate this to entrepreneurship because I think especially when you're starting out, you have to be very careful with money and finance. And in today's world especially, we don't actually need very much. We want a lot. We don't need very much. I didn't need a new mic, just like you didn't need that new sweater or whatever, you know, whatever you bought last month. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. If you're earning money, you're working hard, you should enjoy it. If that's how you choose to enjoy it, then I shouldn't judge you. But in the same way, like I don't buy things unless I really need them, other than food. Food is where I splurge. Not splurge, but food is where I don't feel as guilty spending decent money on. So anyways, back to the microphone. It was getting to the point where it was a hassle. And not only was it getting to the point where it was a hassle because it was broken, but the SG podcast has really been doing well lately. The daily I've been keeping up with, as you know, I do it every morning, Monday to Friday. I was using the mic for that. I'm now having these really, I mean, I've always had awesome guests, but the show is expanding, the word is spreading, and I'm getting more and more, you know, really awesome guests on. And so it wasn't as much of a question of, well, is the older one too much of a hassle? The question was, is it worth the investment for the upgrade, right? Because if the show is growing, let's look at the SG podcast and the SG Daily as an asset, right? You could almost treat it, let's say, like a business in and of itself. So Solopreneur Grind is kind of the brand I'm building. But for the purposes of this discussion, and this is how I like to think about things sometimes, think of the podcast as a business or an asset that you're trying to grow. And so the way I thought about it was, okay, the podcast, the asset is growing. I want to keep growing it. Is it worth investing a little bit of money into it to hopefully expedite that growth or, you know, improve the quality enough that it would make some sort of difference and improve the value of that asset? And after thinking about it for a little bit, that answer was yes, because I'm putting out so much audio content, some visual too, but all the visual content has audio, that it's so ingrained in what I'm trying to do here that I think it was worth the extra money. In this case, the mic was, I think, around $250, which is far and away the most money I've spent on any hardware other than my laptop. And so it was actually not necessarily a huge purchase in dollar value, but it was the first time I've really made a large upgrade technology-wise. I'm not a big tech hardware guy, as I mentioned, so it was a pretty big purchase in that regard, but I thought the money was well worth it. If anyone does podcasting or likes hardware or knows a lot about mics, I would love to hear your input. I would love to hear whether you think the quality of this video has improved. The first thing I'm going to do after this is go back and listen to it. Like I said, if you're listening to the SG Daily on my podcast, the audio will be the exact same because I record it through my headset at the same time that I record the video and audio on my laptop. So this only applies to if you're watching on YouTube, but I would love to hear your feedback. And if you're listening on the podcast, would love to hear your feedback on the content that I'm talking about, topics, whether you've enjoyed it or not, if there are certain other topics that I haven't covered or ones that I have that you want me to go deeper on, then I would love to hear from you. Hopefully you've subscribed to whatever you are listening this to on, if it's, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, YouTube. The subscriptions really help on my end. Excuse me. And just in trying to, you know, hopefully provide quality content to as many people either going through their solopreneur journey or thinking about starting one. Quick coffee sip with the J mug, as always. If you've only listened on the podcast, you probably have no idea what I'm referencing as I take sips from the J mug, but you'll have to check that out in video to find out for yourself. Anyways, coming up to 7 minutes here, I have a really cool podcast episode going live today. It's the Solopreneur Grind podcast number 25. So not the daily 25, the podcast number 25. And as my 25th guest, I brought on a good friend of mine, Sergey, who was guest on episode number 12 or 13, I believe. And he is guest hosting and interviewing me. So I'm actually the surprise guest number 25 on the SG podcast. On the SG Daily, I did a mini version on SG Daily number 25. Take a listen to that. I think it's the most listened or most viewed episode. And if you want to learn more about me, what I do, how I got there, more of my insights on business and just kind of life in general, then SG podcast number 25 is dropping later today. I will send it to my email list tomorrow morning on Fridays. If you're not on the email list, hop on there. I will be posting about it on Instagram at Solopreneur Grind. And just hope you're getting value from it. What I've kind of realized, I think I'm going to talk about this tomorrow because I'm running over my usual time here, is that I've been thinking a lot about the SG brand and the theme and the story that what is the brand? What is the brand and what is the story that I want to tell? And I think I've realized that I want to tell other people's stories like I have been doing on the SG podcast. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that on SG Daily 33 tomorrow on Friday. Hope your week is going really well. And if you have any questions, shoot me an email, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. Like I said, hopefully the audio quality is superb on YouTube, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Take care.